Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, January 18th. Currently, with partly cloudy skies, it is 14 degrees. The humidity is 85%. The wind is from the northwest at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.87. The dew point is 10 degrees, and the current wind chill is 8 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. The state's second largest county is adding polling places.
Sedgwick County Election Commissioner Laura Rainwater says she has added 21 new polling sites throughout the county for this presidential primary election in March. That's going to affect about 73,000 voters, meaning they'll cast their ballot at an unfamiliar place. Rainwater says everyone should pay attention to the voter ID card they get in the mail soon. I'm Jared Cirillo.
The manufacturer of the helmet that Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes shattered during last Saturday's game against the Dolphins said the helmet, quote, did its job by protecting him. The temperature at kickoff was -4 degrees and the wind chill was near -30 during the game, but Mahomes wasn't injured despite the large crack in his helmet on a tackle in the second half. Temperatures, by the way, for the Chiefs' trip to Buffalo this weekend will be in the mid-20s. The kickoff is Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Central Time. This is Kansas Information Network News.
What is dementia? Is it the same as Alzheimer's? What is vascular dementia, Lewy body, FTD, TBI, and CTE? If someone has memory loss, does that mean they have dementia? Millions of Americans ask these questions every day. I did too, and I learned. My wife Ginny developed dementia. I didn't know what to do or what was coming next. I'm Kevin Jameson, volunteer and president of the Dementia Society of America. I'm excited to offer you a free guide to understanding dementia. It's filled with facts about dementia, care planning, how doctors can help, and ways to keep your brain as healthy as possible. The Dementia Society of America is a national nonprofit, and we're ready to answer your questions. You want to live life to the fullest. I know that. Ginny did too, and I'm confident that we can help. Get your copy of the guide. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org. Or call 1-800-DEMENTIA.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Kansas's top judicial official told legislators on Tuesday that the Kansas court system needs at least $2.6 million in additional funds to recover from an October cyber attack that prevented the electronic filing of documents and blocked online access to records for weeks. State Supreme Court Chief Justice Marla Luckert included the figure in a written statement ahead of her testimony before a joint meeting of the Kansas House and Senate Judiciary Committees. The Republican-controlled legislature must approve the funding, and Democratic Governor Laura Kelly also must sign off. Luckert's written statement said the courts needed the money not only to cover the cost of bringing multiple computer systems back online, but also to pay vendors, improve cybersecurity, and hire 3 additional cybersecurity officials. And she also said the price tag could rise. She said the court included the 3 new cybersecurity jobs in its proposed budget for the fiscal year that begins July 1st, but now wants to be able to hire them in April, May, or June. The attack occurred October 12th. Judicial branch officials have blamed ransomware group based in Russia, saying it stole data and threatened to post it on a dark website if its demands were not met. Judicial branch officials have not spelled out the attacker's demands. However, they confirmed earlier this month that no ransom was paid. Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab announced on Wednesday that a new political party had been approved in Kansas. The No Labels Kansas Party and No Labels Kansas joins the Libertarian Party, recognized in 1992 as a minor political party in the state. Schwab said the new political party met the statutory requirements to become officially recognized by the state, as the party was required to submit a petition containing the signatures of registered voters equal to 2% of the total votes cast in the 2022 statewide gubernatorial general election. The signatures were validated by county election officials and reported to the Secretary of State's office. The last political party to be recognized in Kansas was Americans Elect in 2012. Though the party lost official recognition in 2013 when it failed to nominate any candidates for the 2012 election, according to the Secretary of State's office. The Secretary of State said No Labels Kansas cannot participate in the August primary election, but must nominate candidates for the November general election by convention or caucus. No Labels Kansas is now eligible to register voters under its affiliation and nominate candidates for public offices. Kansas voter registration forms have been modified to reflect No Labels Kansas as an option for voter affiliation. Fort Hays State is pleased to announce the renewal of funding for the Northwest Kansas Live and Learn Scholarship for the upcoming year, as the university has received another year's commitment from the Dane G. Hansen Foundation, bringing its total financial support for the project to $810,000 since the scholarship its inception in 2019. The Northwest Kansas Live and Learn Scholarship has played a pivotal role in supporting a diverse range of academic programs at Fort Hays State University, and since 2019, scholarship funds have been allocated to 69 students, spanning various academic disciplines. These recipients have not only demonstrated exceptional academic success, but also hail from 24 counties within the Dane G. Hansen Foundation service area. The Dane G. Hansen Foundation's continued investment in education through this scholarship program has made a significant impact on the lives of students in Northwest Kansas. A noteworthy achievement is that 28 of the 33 graduates who have successfully completed their degree programs with the support of this scholarship are now either residing in or contributing their professional services to the Dane G. Hansen service area. This funding renewal underscores the commitment of both Fort Hays State University and the Dane G. Hansen Foundation to empower students and enhance educational opportunities in Northwest Kansas. And the collaborative efforts have not only facilitated academic growth, but have also contributed to building a skilled workforce that positively impacts the region. In Nebraska news, a Donovan teen facing more than 40 charges in a sex trafficking investigation in Hall County now faces an additional charge in Adams County. 17-year-old Cody Holum has been charged in Adams County Court with one count of first-degree sexual assault, and the affidavit detailing the case has been sealed. However, a complaint outlining the charges said the alleged assault occurred on June 6, 2023, and involved an adult. Holum already faces 48 total charges in Hall County, including 14 counts of human trafficking of a minor, and court documents say the charges involve at least 13 victims. Court records don't list Holum's next court date in the most recent case, though he is set to be arraigned at Hall County District Court in the original case at 9 a.m. on January 23rd. Lincoln police reported that a man driving a skid loader caused over $100,000 in damage on Sunday in Southeast Lincoln. 36-year-old Samuel Payrot of Lincoln damaged eight vehicles, including a police cruiser, at a U-stop in Home Depot near 70th Street and Nebraska Parkway. Officers took Payrot into custody at gunpoint, arresting him for suspicion of second-degree assault on an officer, second-degree assault, and criminal mischief. Payrot also damaged two street signs, an ATM, and the front entrance of The Steel. And according to the arrest affidavit, investigators suspected Payrot of being under the influence of drugs due to his erratic behavior. In an update on Wednesday, police estimated that Payrot caused $114,000 in damage. According to police, the skid loader was owned by Payrot's employer, and he had taken it to the gas station with the company-owned truck and trailer. Payrot appeared in court on Wednesday, where he was additionally charged with four counts of criminal mischief. According to court records, a Lancaster County judge set Payrot's bond at $100,000, and he must pay $10,000 to be released. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay head wrestling coach Bill Brockelman to update on the wrestlers and their upcoming meets.
I'm here with head wrestling coach Bill Brockelman. Coach, last week you sent squads everywhere. Let's start out with Newton. You had a two-day tournament in Newton, Kansas, the Tournament of Champions. Let's talk about Friday.
Friday at the Newton Tournament of Champions, we started out roaring. I mean, it was pin after pin after pin. I think we were 7 of 8 on the front. No, we were 6 of 8 on the front side. But to start the day, and we were rolling, and we were very competitive the whole tournament. Everybody was, and I was really happy with how the boys competed. We ended up 11th out of 33, and we were the second smallest school there. Seneca, Missouri, who is another huge powerhouse out in Missouri, was the other small school. And Douglas had one kid there, but we wrestled really well. We had 7 make it to day 2. In fact, all 7 made it to the blood rounds, and 5 of them placed. So that's a pretty high percentage. A lot of the really big schools didn't even do that, and they had full teams.
And, of course, we have to remind everybody that you only had 8 on that squad, and then, of course, you sent the remainder of the varsity squad and the junior varsity to Hayes, Kansas for a tournament there.
Yes, so we took the boys to Hayes, the rest of the boys to Hayes, and it was a really good tournament for our young varsity guys and our JV kids. They got to see a lot of guys that were at their ability level, and we either gained a lot of confidence or we were competitive in matches where in the past we hadn't been super competitive all the time. So I was really happy for those kids to be in that situation where they could be competitive and or gain some confidence and really get back into wrestling their own.
On Saturday, you send the girls to Hayes, and that was equally just as good for them.
Yes, the girls' tournament was tough. A couple teams backed out last minute. I don't know if it's because of weather or other stuff going on, but it was still a really tough tournament. There were 16 teams still there. We ended up 7th overall, and we brought home 5 medals, both on the boys' and girls' side of the Hayes tournament. 2 champions, I think 2 second and 2 thirds on the girls' side. Cadence and Kenya were both champions, and we wrestled really well. We saw some people that we haven't seen before, and were very competitive with some of the best kids in the state, so I was really happy to see that.
Your wrestler of the week, and of course a lot of opportunity for some of the younger kids to get this honor, but who were your wrestler of the week?
Our wrestlers of the week, on the boys' side, we had 2. We had Colton Stover at Newton. He kind of had a rough week the week before, but it was a loaded bracket at the Durham, and then he drew the number 5 all-class kid, ended up getting beat by him first round, and then he kind of worked us the first time we wrestled him, but then we wrestled him for 5th and 6th, and we almost had him in overtime, almost had the takedown, but he squeaked it out and got a takedown at the end. So we thought Colton wrestled really well at Newton, so we awarded him the wrestler of the week. Our other wrestler of the week was Michael Urban. He had 4 pins, got 3rd place, wrestled a really tough kid from Colby that had wrestled varsity all prior to this year, and he showed a lot of improvement. So as a staff on the boys' side, we thought those were our 2 wrestlers of the week. On the girls' side, Lorelei Granberry showed a lot of tenacity at the girls' tournament and came back and got 3rd. So we were really happy with her, and there was many that wrestled really well there, but she kind of stood out with the tenacity that she had.
Coach, it doesn't get any easier, as on Thursday you'll be traveling to Colby for a duel with the Colby Eagles. Let's talk a little bit about that because of the location and format and who will be wrestling.
All right, so the Colby duel will be at the high school starting at 6 o'clock. We're going to be having to sit a few because of the points and or injuries, but we're going to do what we can with what we have. On the girls' side, I don't know if they're doing boys first or girls first, but they'll have a few opens and we'll have a few opens, and hopefully we can be competitive in that duel as well.
On Friday, you run up to Kearney, Nebraska for used to be the UNK Duels Midwest Classic up there. Still UNK the sponsor of it, but Giannis Open now is what it's called, and that's at the Buffalo Fairgrounds. Let's talk about that duel tournament.
That dual tournament, one thing I'll mention is it is cashless, so you'll have to have a card at the door or you can pre-order your tickets. I did send the link out to the parents, so if you haven't checked your email, you should. But it's a tough dual tournament. There's giant schools, there's little schools, and in our pool we've got one of the perennial powerhouses in Millard South. I think last year they had 4 or 5 nationally ranked kids on their team. This year there's not as many, but you know they're still going to be tough. We also have Wahoo and Sedgwick County Fleming, who are also pretty tough teams. So it'll be a good first pool for us to start and kind of see where we're at.
Will you have a full squad on Friday?
We should have a full squad on Friday. except for maybe 120 in a few spots.
Now, on Saturday, it's an all-girl tournament. It's for Rawlins County, the Buffalo Open, I believe you called it, but it'll be hosted at St. Francis.
Yes, so the Buffalo Invitation will be at St. Francis this year due to their gym being unfunctional at the moment. I think last time I talked to the St. Francis coach, he said there's going to be 13 or 14 teams there, and we're going to take a pretty good amount of kids there, so hopefully we can get some really good matches and get a lot of good mat time in for these girls.
And what time would the UNK duels and the Buffalo Invitation start?
UNK starts at 10, and the Buffalo Invitational will start at 9:30.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you best luck on Thursday when you travel to Colby. Then on Friday, it's Kearney, Nebraska. And Saturday, you'll send the girls to St. Francis. Reporting for KQNK, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig, and Coach Brockelman. And good luck to all of the wrestlers in their meets this weekend. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have hamburger gravy, whipped potatoes, warm peas, peaches, cinnamon rolls, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pizza, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be chicken pepperoni pasta, bread, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there's a slight chance of flurries. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 30 and windy, with a light and variable wind becoming north 25 to 30 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 40 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming clear with a low around minus 2 and wind chill values as low as minus 18. It'll be blustery tonight with a northwest wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour, decreasing to 10 to 15 miles per hour after midnight, and the winds could gust as high as 35 miles per hour tonight. On Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 17 with wind chill values as low as minus 19. And on Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around minus 6 with wind chill values as low as minus 20. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday it should be partly sunny with a high near 16. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 33 and breezy. On Monday, partly sunny with a high near 39. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 40. And on Wednesday, there's a 30% chance of rain. Otherwise, it should be cloudy with a high near 42. Currently, with partly cloudy skies, it is 14 degrees. The humidity is 85%. The barometric pressure is 29.87. The dew point is 10 degrees, and the current wind chill is 8 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurrent leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union proudly supports our local athletes and wishes them good luck this season. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we work hard every day to make life a little better for you, your family, and our community. When you need to open a checking or savings account, get a new debit card or credit card, apply for a personal, auto, or mortgage loan, or seek financial advice, United Northwest Federal Credit Union is here for you with better and more personal service. For more information, visit unwfcu.org. Equal Housing Lender. NCUA insured.
KAN Sports, I'm Brendan Dworzynski. The Kansas City Chiefs already own two playoff wins over the Buffalo Bills during the Patrick Mahomes era, and they have a chance to pick up a third on Sunday afternoon in the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. Chiefs coach Andy Reid spoke this week about how special it is to have a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes.
His preparation is phenomenal. His attitude is phenomenal. His compete is phenomenal. So you love all of that. And we're lucky to have him here. That's for the city and for the organization here. So he's a heck of a football player. He's such a well-rounded, good person that he's great in the locker room. Very hard for a guy like that to have the respect of the team and the organization and kind of fall into both areas and be comfortable with both areas.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Brendan Dworzynski.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and...
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are your partners in making health a priority in the new year. Team up with your primary care provider to tackle concerns, plan preventative screenings, and elevate your overall well-being. From family and internal medicine to emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, and rehabilitation, we've got you covered at every stage of life. Discover our services and meet our dedicated team online. Your journey to a healthier you starts here.
Skincare is self-care, and with daily beauty steals of 50% off during Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event, I can find everything I need to make loving my skin a daily practice from brands like Osea, Lancome, and Tula. And I can shop weekly skin and wellness deals of 30% off more must-have brands. Plus, see what's new from brands like Bubble and in select stores, Sol de Janeiro and Ula Henriksen. Hurry, event ends January 20th. Shop in-store, online, or try pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful. Conditions apply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
This morning, we're watching a disturbance that is sliding southeast from the northern Rockies into the central plains. We're seeing a clearing sky for now, with temperatures ranging in the single digits to around 30 in southeastern Kansas. Now, as the system approaches tonight, that will bring in chances of light snow along and north of I-70. Only should occur for about an hour or two since it's moving quickly, so that will limit the amount of snow accumulation we might experience. Dangerously cold wind chills will move in Friday and Saturday, sending temperatures well below normal. In northwestern Kansas today, windy at times with a high temperature in the upper 30s, clearing in zero tonight. Cloudy today with flurries in north central Kansas or high in the low 20s, and partly cloudy in northeastern Kansas with a high near 30. Sunny, windy today across southwestern Kansas, or high in the mid-40s. For south-central Kansas, sunny and near 40 today. Flurries tonight, Tello falls to 10 above. Then sunny and dry in southeastern Kansas with a high in the low 40s. Flurries tonight. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Thank you for that look at the weather. Now, most of future contracts in the livestock market closed higher as earlier weakness gave way to higher prices at the close on Wednesday. Some bids for cattle indicate packers may be more aggressive this week, and hog futures liquidation may have ran its course. As far as the grains are concerned, for corn, the futures are higher this morning after Tuesday's trade resulted in the March contract making a new contract low of 440 on aggressive selling. For soybeans, they are higher this morning as well, as both meal and oil have rebounded, helping to support soybean futures. For wheat, they are mixed this morning as Chicago wheat futures gave up most of the rally Wednesday, as it has with other rallies driven by Russian aggression. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.